Welcome to the Gussie Show. With artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice and Peanut the Squirrel. And Josie Pasantino, the teenage girl. Alright, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Tommy Hooker, Dennis Maynard, Killer and Shirley Manning. And now, because she cleaned her room and didn't break anything, here she is, Josie Pasantino.
It's true, I didn't break anything. I'm pretty proud of myself. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Week. I hope you guys have a great weekend, too. But, you know, that hasn't exactly come yet. But I am so glad it's Friday. So we have absolutely an amazing, amazing show for you guys, for your enjoyment tonight. So I will tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. I have planned to speak with four amazing artists and songwriters. I have Janice Maynard, Hank Wheeler, and Shirley Manning, and possibly Tommy Hooker. We don't know, for sure. But we could reschedule if, you know, an error or a problem. But it's all good. So it's going to be a great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. Remember, we're live, so anything can happen. That's why we still love our live shows. It's always exciting. You don't know what's going to happen, if people got the time zones mixed up. I mean, you never, never know.
Hey, Josie, we should let everybody know that you got all your computers up and running now.
It's true. I have like five computers, or like four-ish. Four and a half, maybe, because the other one is, yeah. But, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, you have that old Mac, and it's like everything's blue on it.
Yeah, I noticed that. The coloring is a little bit off.
But that's not all you got this week.
What?
You got a magic keychain.
I did. It's a cool pull-my-finger keychain. You pull its finger, and it a surprise happens. Yeah. Alan, you got the craziest stuff. I'm just putting that.
Yeah, and I just want to make a quick announcement. Mm-hmm. That one of everybody's favorite squirrels, yes, it's Peanut's buddy Squirrely, is very, very pregnant.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and there is actually a video of Squirrely on my Facebook and YouTube now, because I had to go into the supermarket and she found my car and held me captive.
Well, you know what? I heard that happens. Interesting. Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. See, good news all around, even for squirrels. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has a little bit of excitement.
Yeah, but you see, we already have one named after you called JoJo. What are we going to name these?
Well, I mean, if anybody has any name suggestions, please let us know, because, you know, we'd love some suggestions for the next squirrel. Squirrely.
We'll name one after Tina.
There you go. Yep, that's a good one. But that is so, so cute. Well, that is exciting. And what also is very, very, very extremely exciting is, I'm going to just start with the announcements. Might as well. I have a lot of announcements. So after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirls Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. So every show, after it is live here at josieshow.com, you can go on over there if you missed it or want to hear it again on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio. So also, you could check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to find out more, you know, on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. We have episodes from all the way from when I was 14 and completely new at this, not knowing what I was doing, with my first guest, Katie Cook, to all the way my most recent interviews. So that is very, very cool. And we have 6 special edition episodes currently now, up now, I should say. So you can check them out. You can go to our website at josieshow.com. Same website as, you know, where you're finding the Josie Show. You just click on the special editions tab. Check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, and our Ray Price full interview episode for the special edition. So 6 episodes of special edition currently up now. So check them all out. And also want to know how to advertise or sponsor. Ooh, hello.
Don't forget the online stores at both sites.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true. That's true. We have great like T-shirts with my face on it. Our logo. we also have like dog outfits, kids outfits.
Yeah, I actually have a Country Blast Radio beer stein, but I use it as a coffee mug. Mm-hmm. Nobody
can prove it. Nice, nice. See, you can use anything for. It doesn't even matter. I mean, you can use it for different things.
I know Tina's sitting there. Tell her that we now have little flasks, so if you want to hide your alcohol.
Well, there you go. It's good. See, we have it all here on the Josie Show and Josie's Heart Country.
One thing we don't have, but I am working on it, is Country Blast Radio and Josie Show cowbells.
Well, you know what? We need to do that. I would love my face on cowbells. Just saying. That'd be amazing. Got to work on that, Alan. We got to work on it. But another announcement here that I want to get to, because we have a lot of announcements, so I want to try to get through all of them before my guests show up, because I don't want to keep them, you know, delayed. I want to do it now. So first off, you want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. All you have to do is call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. She does not bite, I promise. We have introductory rates now with the startup of our new station, so there will never be, you know, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. Our VIP membership is ready as well, so you can click on the Josie Show VIP membership tab for all the details on that. Artists, please join now. Additional benefits constantly coming. You get benefits from the Josie Show as well as Josie's Country Blast Radio. So that's 2 stations, two shows that you can get your stuff on. So, I mean, it's a great deal. Just saying. Also, our radio station launch date was Saturday, February 9th, as you all know. That was my birthday. Hey! We can be heard at josiescountryblastradio.com, Live365, Roku, TiVo, your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free app, the Live365 app, our Josie's Country Blast Radio page on Facebook, and even right here at josieshow.com when we're not live with the Josie Show. And we'll be playing a mix of new and classic country music, music from signed, unsigned artists, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music, so we have everything for everybody. So whatever you like, we got it all. We make sure it's a good mix. So make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. We're super excited because we were ranked number 6 on Live365 in the country genres for stations, and that's also competing with, like, FM stations, which was kind of crazy. That streamed through Live 365.
Actually, in our main genre, we're against about 2,000 radio stations.
See what I'm saying? Like, we're very proud and excited about that because, like I just said, I mean, it started on February 9th. I mean, it pretty much is still new. And I'm very surprised about, you know, how well it's going. So I thank you guys all so much for tuning in and checking it all out because it's going so, so great. Now, I really, really quickly here, I want to cue in.
This might be a little ahead of time, but at the end of July, we're going to be doing our 200th episode.
Wow, it's been 200 episodes already? Wow, that's crazy. It doesn't even feel like 200 episodes yet. I don't know.
Tonight is episode number 178.
Not bad.
And that's not including special edition.
Exactly. See, that has a whole thing of its own. You know what I mean? That's how we do it here. Very, very cool. So wait, I really quick, I want to cue in my manager. I don't know. You have a lot of hats. Okay, that's all I can say. What are you exactly? Because you have tons of hats. I do a lot of stuff. You do a lot of things. Tina Marie, people. Tina.
Tina's good enough.
Tina's good. Yes.
What Tina does the most of is wake me up at 2 a.m. How come I can't get this to work?
See, there you go. Yes.
You get those texts very late. What do I do with this? How come I can't get this to work?
Oh, this thing blew up.
Well, why don't you ask Josie how to get it to work? Because she's napping.
Yeah. 2 a.m, we let her nap then.
True.
She's about 15 minutes before she has to go back to work. But what I did want to say
did you
say
get the
com- is,
all the computers booted up? Well, I booted up one, and Josie went to Toontown, so that's done.
Yeah, it's usually how heavy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, I think we're up to like 6 computers now, and we need like 6 more hands to help us.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just
so
built
we just
one
kind of run back
for the
and forth.
Station. And so if the sound quality is a little off tonight, we're still adjusting this new computer, so bear with us.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for that. So, all right, so I wanted to talk about something really cool since we've got a little bit of time. I didn't think that we would have time, so I didn't throw it into our little agenda for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've got some time, I'm tossing it in. Okay.
All right, start talking.
So basically what's going to happen is in the next few weeks, probably right around the first week of April is when we're going to start. So we've got a couple more weeks to go. But basically we are going to start on Josie's Country Blast Radio. We are going to start some giveaway days. So what that means is that those artists that were playing their music on a daily basis here on our station are sending us some goodies. They're sending us T-shirts and fan packs and CDs signed and autographed pictures.
Hey, wait,
just
a couple
of
them said they were going to send me their younger sisters.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not giving away humans, but we are.
not this week. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's a whole different business. But what we are going to do is we're going to be giving some things away. So I want you guys all right now to put this number in your phone, because when you hear the giveaway day for an artist that you love and you hear all the great prizes and you want to win them, all you need to do is be the first person to text this number, and we will send out a prize to you. So it's going to be awesome. They're coming in left and right from all the great artists that we represent on Josie's Country Blast Radio. We've got some really cool stuff.
And
so
also
we're
note that any employees of Country Blast Radio and a Josie show are not eligible, which is basically us three and Toby the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, and Vito, Mr. Security, so, you know. So, we are not eligible. We are taking all the goodies, and those people who contact us are the first people that are text when we say that it's at special time.
And calling Josie to tell her how cute she is will not get you preference in prizes.
No, that won't help, no.
No, just post on Facebook, that's good enough.
Yeah, might work on me, but I don't know about her. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so.
No comment, that was interesting. No.
So basically what's going to happen is if it is a specific artist, like let's use Josie as an example.
Oh, I love being an example.
You do?
Go on. Yeah.
Let's say that when we get started, we're going to dedicate one day to Josie Passantino giveaway day.
Ooh,
so when you hear Josie's song play on Josie's Country Blast Radio anytime that day, be the first person to text in each time you hear it, and you will win free merchandise from that artist. That's kind of how it's going to go. So it's going to be awesome. So write this number down in your phone so that you have
and
it.
And
so
be
you
a little
can
specific on what they shouldn't text in.
What?
Be a little specific on what they should and should not text in.
Oh, yes, please. I get some interesting texts. Okay, so what you want to text in is your name. Just basically text in your name. I will text you back and let you know if you're a winner. If you're a winner, then you just have to text me back your address, and off your merchandise will go. It's that easy. So you'll have it within a few days of your call. So here's the phone number I want you guys to text to make it easy. So text 331-442-5833. Again, that number is 331-442-5833. Plug it into your phone. That's where you call me if you're interested in having artists come on to the station. There's music you want to hear played on a radio station. It's where you call for contests. If you're an artist and you want your music on the station, that's where you call, so we make it real easy.
And
one number, and you'll come straight into the station manager, and we'll be good to go. That's how easy it is. So anyway, stay tuned.
That's what you are, station manager. That's see, that's what you have so many hats. You know, it's so difficult for me to keep up with what you do. I mean, you're just
okay. I like it. It's fun.
It's okay,
hey,
stage manager. Yes,
that's
not
even
really want to.
Let's
what?
Say hi to Eric, who's back with us in the chat room tonight.
Hello,
Eric.
Welcome back, Eric.
It's
We're
been forever. Welcome
you.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the craziness.
And special props for Aurora joining us from very, very far away.
Hey, Aurora. Thank you for coming to the Josie Show.
That's
yeah,
right.
She's
well,
got a
Sarah
bunch of friends listening
next?
Down there in Trinidad and Tobago.
See, where is that exactly? History was
that
not my
is thing. An island in the Caribbean as far south as you get before you in Brazil.
Really?
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it would be geography. That wouldn't really be history. Apparently, I wasn't good at either one of those.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know what they were
you
talking
don't
about
the
because
difference
I
either.
Must never went to them. I don't
well,
know.
You know what got
no.
really confused?
What?
I keep hearing Drew.
We all keep talking at the same time because, yeah, we're in several different states, but hey.
It's all good.
It's all good. Now you're cutting out. I can't hear anything you're saying.
Yeah, now we can't hear you.
What mic are you using over there? Must be the new one.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? We hear you now.
Okay, yeah, Trinidad and Tobago is in the Atlantic time zone, which is now the same as the Eastern time zone because we're an hour ahead.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
Josie is confused.
Yeah, it's no wonder we get our time zones mixed up and they keep changing things all the time.
Yeah, like can't they keep it like the same thing ever, forever and ever and ever?
It would be
like,
nice. Would
why
be nice.
Change? I mean,
yeah, exactly. So, anyways, I was excited about the giveaway thing, so I wanted to talk
Thank
about that.
Thank you for
really
coming
quick.
On and explaining that because you explained it much better than I would.
I'm sure I made a mess out of that, but they get
You're
the
good.
Idea.
They get the idea.
We will have posts all over Facebook. Josie usually puts most of them on her personal page, so
yeah,
if you're joined on her show sites, that's great, but also join on the personal page because you're going to see all the info there. And she'll let you know when it's happening, and we'll let you know each day who the artist is that we're going to be giving merchandise away for that day so you know what music to be listening for. I think that's absolutely awesome. And I think we need to give a big woohoo to an artist by the name of Scott Hissey. We are going to actually be getting him on our show soon on our special edition episode. He has three songs right now on Josie's Country Blast Radio that are literally burning up the place. They usually takes a good month to get your rating up there and to get it to where it is kind of is. Literally, I think in about a week's time, he's got the highest rating that we've ever seen. Actually.
Less than a week.
So, yeah, it's been amazing. So thank you to all of Scott Hissey's fans, and we'll get him on for an interview real, real soon.
Oh, wait. I forgot to do my woohoo.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Now
you gotta do that. Yeah. Make sure you take a listen to his songs when they come on the radio. He does.
I feel complete.
He's
now.
Very, very talented. Yeah.
He is. He really is. And
yeah,
he deserves
question.
It.
What's
that? I fixed all your computers. They are
yes,
working fine. How come Tina just got kicked out of the chat room?
Mm-hmm.
Because that chat room kicks us out just at random.
Yeah, it doesn't like us very much.
Yeah, it's got to be
understand.
Your internet connection.
Well,
yeah,
that's very possible.
That's very possible.
That
yeah.
is very, very possible around here, so for sure. No doubt about that.
Either
all
that
right,
or
he's
on one of the computers looking up doggy porn or something.
Oh, my God.
No. Won't find any of that on our computers. All right.
No.
So, what other things? Did you get through all of the announces? Is there anything
yes,
else that we needed to say?
Yes, there is, like, some random stuff that I want to talk about.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Oh,
there is.
Share.
Well, first off, well, not very random. It's just pretty much everywhere. But I wanted to say how much we will miss Jack Green because he recently passed away and will be very, very, very greatly missed. And we're thankful for, you know, to have his music live on with us forever. So our love and prayers go out with his family and friends, and I really wanted to mention that because he is an amazing artist, and I've been posting his songs.
Yeah, you have a song right now on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, it probably is one of the bigger ones that he sang, and it is it's fantastic, and it's one of my favorites, too. So find Josie's personal page on Facebook. It's Josie P. 1995, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, find that. Go on
the letter.
There. Send her a friend request so we can get you going. And, yeah, scroll around on there because you get to be able to click in and hear some of his music. But
yeah,
otherwise
I wanted
you can
to
just find it all on YouTube. Type his name in YouTube, and you can listen to some of his great
Jack
music,
Green,
so.
Yes. I really wanted to mention that because, you know, we're fans of his, and he was amazing, and I wanted to just say how much he would be missed. So I wanted to make sure I put that in there.
Absolutely.
Yes, and also I want to mention to all of the new listeners out there that tune in to the Josie Show, we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen by phone, online at our website, josieshow.com, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/josieshow, and click on the Listen Live link, LOL, Listen Live link. That's funny. Anyway, and if you miss us one... I have to entertain myself. Come on. And if you miss us one Friday night, no problem. All of our episodes are archived right here on our site, so you can listen anytime, anywhere, any day, any place. I don't know. So we're also on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, many other podcast sites. I mean, we're pretty much everywhere. If you just Google The Josie Show, I'm pretty much the first one that pops up. So make sure.
Yeah, advertising spots are available on Country Blast Radio.
Yes. That too. I think I mentioned how you can be a sponsor, right? I'm pretty sure I mentioned that already.
I don't know. I was talking.
Yeah, you were talking. I'll mention it really quick. So you can be a sponsor for both the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. You can advertise or sponsor. All you have to do is call 331-442-5833 to email our station manager. You, Tina, as she's standing right here like, yep, that's me.
I told you that number is good for everything. And right now we actually have incredible introductory rates. I mean, literally what you pay to get packages, to get a little tiny little ad in a newspaper is what you can pay to have thousands, hundreds of thousands hear you on radio. So,
I think what a lot of businesses don't understand is
if they check around with all kinds of internet and terrestrial radio stations, you get a 15-second spotlight once or twice a day for, it costs about $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, huge difference. huge difference. I actually did some research before I put these packages together, and the packages are pretty much the same as far as what you get. Terrestrial type radio stations charge about $6,000 a week for the first week. Usually, second week is anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 for the next 2 weeks after that. And literally, we're charging just a couple hundred. So, you can be heard by a lot more than who will see you in the newspaper.
And the big difference between us and the terrestrial stations is we're national and worldwide, where they're just local listeners in that area. And we don't just play the ads at like every 15 minutes. You'll be actually put into the rotation, and it could play 10 times in one day.
Absolutely. So yeah, definitely give us a call at 331-442-5833, and we'll help get your business information out there. We're excited. It'd be awesome.
And Josie will even mention you during the Josie Show.
Yes,
I will.
Well, that's it. You do kind of get a two-for-one because, the shows, even though they're two separate shows and they're two separate things, one's a station, one's an actual show, you kind of get a message and advertise.
It's worth it just to hear Josie say, yes, I use that product, and it's awesome.
We will actually, before we say that. See?
We actually will.
We're just so good about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. So we're probably about 5-6 minutes in until Janice Maynard joins us. And we're excited about that. That's going to be absolutely awesome. So,
beyond excited.
Yeah,
it's
we've got some
amazing.
Great music from her, too. Yeah, she is a great Texas traditional country music artist, so we're very excited about it.
We are very excited. Really quickly, I just want to talk about some websites here because I've been getting a lot of messages like, where is the best place? Like, what are you always on, I should say? Like, what websites could I contact you on that you'll respond and Twitter, I mean, I still go,
we have our Twitter account, but it's
still
not like we talk
kinda,
on there every day.
Yeah.
Facebook is the place to talk to us every day.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Well, the thing with Twitter is anytime you post on your Facebook, it goes to your Twitter automatically, so
it makes it a little easier just to go straight to Facebook.
Exactly. But I might not respond on Twitter because I hardly really go on it. I should and I will one of these days, but really, 100%
place. All of them.
Right. Like, just the 100% place is just the Facebook. So, you know, facebook.com/JosiePNineteen95, the letter P, 1995.
And you might actually find her at Toontown and Club Penguin.
Exactly, exactly. And also, oh, goodness, what other websites? Twitter.com/JosieShow, Twitter.com/...
And if you go somewhere and see Minnie Mouse shaking its booty, yeah, that's Josie.
Exactly, Twitter.com/JosiePasantino. Josie Show on Facebook, my music page, Josie
Pasantino.
The Barney Pasantino.
Fan Club.
There's a lot. Josie's Country Blast. Yeah, so there's a lot of places that you could get me at. So it's no problem. You'll always find me. And when in doubt, Google me. So there you go. JosiePasantino.com, JosieShow.com.
Oh, tell everybody you heard
the music the first time. Oh, I did. It's true. Yeah, you just reminded me to mention it. I actually did. I got to hear my music for my next song, Practice Boyfriend. And the music is so good. Like, it is completely awesome. Like, it has an amazing fiddle. It has it just has amazing everything. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of it. And I am so excited to go into the recording studio and actually start, you know, just to record the song so I can get it out there for you guys. Because I've been, you know, telling you guys about it, but I haven't really been, you know, able to do anything because we had to get the music. But now that we have the music.
What I'm wondering is how many boys are going to ask you out after hearing the song?
I don't know.
Well, that
See?
May cut down on some of the texts.
There you go.
No. It's a very nice. It's nice.
Well,
I guess not really nice.
Well, I say it in a nice way.
You put a positive twist on a not good situation. How's that?
Right. If it's you know how people sometimes in their songs they use a bad situation and kind of, you know, make it, you know, to kind of tell the other person off so when they hear it. They're kind of like, oh, man, you know, but the way I do it in a kind of good way where it's like, you know.
Lesson learned,
and it's going to be okay. You know?
It's all good. Lots of lessons. It's all good.
It's all good. Exactly.
Let's give a shout out, too, to the great people who helped put this all together as far as the music. So Paradigm Productions was phenomenal. They went above and beyond. They're in Madison, Wisconsin. I believe, and they went above and beyond what they needed to do when we just asked for music. I mean, they are absolutely outstanding. So, special shout out to them. So, if you need a great recording studio, people help you out with music. Yeah, look up Paradigm.
I have an idea for Josie's whole entire album. She could just have like a boyfriend album with like Practice Boyfriend, Facebook Boyfriend, Twitter Boyfriend.
Oh my God. Toontown Mice Boyfriend. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll discuss that.
And the title track, okay, you're my boyfriend on Thursdays.
There you go.
From 2 to 2:15.
Really? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Moving on. There's a sticky subject.
Hey, you'll be keeping with a theme.
Your next one, instead of being Practice Boyfriend, could be Scheduled Boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, we're going to start writing it.
Oh my God.
We're just teasing. All right. But anyway, so the music is great. Now you're going to start working to put the vocals with the music, and you're going in to record. And what do we think? Do we think late spring? Late spring, we'll have another single out?
I hope so.
Yeah. Late spring, early summer, I say we get it done.
Definitely.
It'll be exciting. You're excited about this.
I am so excited about this one because...
We got a busy summer and fall coming up with the show because we got the 200th episode. We got the 4th annual anniversary.
Yep. I have a lot of very, very cool things with the Josie Show and my music. I've been busy. Let me just say that right now. I've been very, very busy doing everything. And like I was about to say here with Practice Boyfriend, I'm very excited about this one because Teenage Girl was, you know, a really great motivational song that, I mean, I love. It's amazing. It tells so much about me. But, you know, this next one's going to kind of be a kick butt song. Like, how do I say it?
It's a little bit more mainstream. It's not necessarily, you know, created as a teen motivational project.
Right.
It's just, your standard mainstream.
Just a
modern
pretty
country
much a,
song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
like, it's kind of hard to explain.
Let's face facts here. Josie's 18. That means, you know, another year, and she can't sing Teenage Girl anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, we can. We'll just switch it up. I was a teenage girl.
I was a teenage girl.
See, there's always a way to work it out. Don't you worry.
I'm a middle-aged girl. But I could like to mix it. Like,
then you're going to be, I'm a senior citizen.
I'm a senior girl. Yeah.
I'm a senior girl.
I like it.
Yeah, and let's not forget, you know, on top of all the other stuff you have going on, you know, you're kind of working on graduating school as well.
Yeah, I kind of see that school thing still.
Yeah. And what do you think, in like 10 years she'll have a new single called Practice Husband?
Maybe.
Oh,
no.
Gosh, I sure hope not.
No, please, no.
Please, let's
please
not
don't jinx
there.
Me.
Yeah, please don't jinx us, please.
Please.
we would like just one, and we'd like to just hang on to him for life if we can. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
Yeah. don't want to go down that
road. Well, you know what they say, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, so teacher practices now will be fine by the time we get there. It's all good.
Yeah, besides, you're going to have to buy a bigger house because you know Josie's not moving out.
That's cool. You can stay here as long as you want.
You're so funny, Ellen.
You can stay as long as you would like. She's like,
Well, where else is she going to get homemade lasagna? Come on.
Lasagna is the best. but I don't know.
You do like that, don't you? I know you do.
Totally. I do. Okay, so as we are waiting for our next guest here, because I think Tommy Hooker we might have to reschedule. Which is, ma'am. Which is no problem. I mean, you know, like I said in the beginning, when it's a live show, you never know what could happen, so it's completely fine. We could totally reschedule with him. That is not a problem at all.
But we totally got to chat for like 30 minutes, so, you know.
It's good. We got to catch up.
We used to have a lot of those days early on where we got just chat time, you know, but we don't get that too often anymore, so.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just interview, music, interview.
That's it. That's how we do it.
Exactly. It's exciting to be able to talk. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
I can't get used to it.
Well, why don't we do this? While we're waiting for Janice to call on in and join us here.
Let's play some music, please.
Yeah, let's go ahead. You know what I have? Let's see. What do I have on my board?
In your repertoire?
I have your song on my board.
Okay, time to play it.
Let's do it. Let's play your first song on here.
Okay, so this is my debut single. Well, it a long time ago, kind of. But this is my first single, Teenage Girl, and I hope you guys like it. Listen to it, check it out, and remember it's on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Bam. I'm a teenage girl, doesn't mean That was my single teenage girl. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you liked it. All you have to do to purchase it is go to iTunes and type in Josie Pasentino, or, you know, Amazon Josie Pasentino or teenage girl. I mean, and it's easy. It's very, very easy. All right. So I just got the heads up here that my first guest is here. So everyone, please welcome Janice Maynard to the show. Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to interviewing you tonight.
Well, me too. I'm here. I'm on a cell phone, so hopefully I don't lose you.
I hope not either, and you sound amazing for being on a cell phone, let me just tell you.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm on the second floor of my hotel. Maybe that's why.
Nice. I like it. So, like I just said, I have been looking forward to interviewing you because you have an amazing, you know, bio and great work that you've done and amazing music. But I would like to start here because you grew up in a musical family, if I understand. Can you share with us a little bit about what that was like, growing in a musical family?
I did. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad played guitar, piano, and fiddle, and all of his brothers and sisters. He had seven of them, and that's just what I grew up around. They all played something and sang, and so I grew up with that, and then I later married into a musical family that had 12 brothers and sisters involved in it, or all 12 altogether, and so it just dominoed from there.
I like it. You cannot get away from it. I mean, you married into one, you were in one. It's funny.
But
that
I love
really
it, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. But when did you, realize that you wanted to kind of follow in, you know, your family's footsteps and kind of, you know, sing? I mean, when did you know that this was what you wanted to pursue as a career?
Well, I've always sang my whole life, sang in church a lot, but I also have four children, and not until they got old enough, you know, the youngest one is now 15, so not until they got old enough to kind of take care of themselves a little bit, so to speak, did I think about seriously pursuing it. And now my youngest two children are in our band with us. I have my own band, the Country Stardust Band, and my son plays lead guitar for us. And my daughter also sings backup vocals.
Wow, that is really cool. Very, very cool. I was just going to ask, if your kids kind of got into it too. And, you know, I think that is very,
yeah,
very cool.
I don't think they had much choice. You know, it was going on all the time, you know, after dinner every evening. That's something that they just grew up doing it. So they've dove in head first too, and we're just doing it all together. My husband plays acoustic and sings with us in the band, and then he has two younger brothers also that also that sing, and one of them plays piano, and one of them's my bass player. So we've got a big family thing going on with that anyway.
That is awesome. That's a very, very fun life, fun childhood for your kids that, you know, they get to grow up, you know, around music and kind of perform with their parents, which is really cool. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. We have a blast.
As you should. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, all the old greats. I'm a big my dad had every classic country album you could possibly imagine, and, of course, I listened to them all. As far as singers go on the female side, oh, man, I've got Leona Williams is one of my biggest vocal heroes. I just love her. She's actually going to do a duet with me on my new album. And,
wow.
Yes, I'm looking so forward to that. We're actually going to get in the studio this next month and start cutting the rest of the album, and she'll be on there with me, so y'all be listening for that. That's going to be really fun. It's a song called Bad Girls that we're cutting that her and another lady, I can't remember the other lady's name, but they wrote it years ago, and the plan was her and Dottie West were actually going to cut this song, And before they could get in the studio to cut it, Dottie was tragically killed in that car accident. So it never happened. Mm-hmm. And this song's been sitting on the shelf ever since then. And when I asked her if she'd be interested in doing a duet with me, she said, I sure would. And I've got the perfect song for us. And this one's it. So I'm really looking forward to getting in the studio and getting to cut that with her. It's going to be amazing because she's one of my heroes.
Yeah, that's going to be a really great time. I mean, just by the name, you can tell you're going to have a really fun time with that one. You know, a lot of energy is going to be in with that one. I can already tell.
Not as bad as it sounds.
That is funny. That's very exciting. I can't wait to hear it and check it out. It's going to sound great. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Anytime. And can you talk to us a little bit about, there's so many music out there, so many different, you know, types of music too, but you choose in country music, you choose kind of the traditional path. Can you tell us, you know, why you choose the traditional and, you know, tell us, you know, just about your type of music, you know?
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I have a respect and a fondness for all kinds of talents, no matter what genre. I have such a respect for just real raw talent. But my heart is where traditional country music is. That's just what I grew up on. It's just what I'm about. I'm a country girl. I'm from Texas. I live out in the country, and that's just what I am, you know. So it was just natural for me to go that direction. I never really considered anything else.
Right, exactly. And you shouldn't. I mean, you have a really great voice for that. And I mean, people are going to be able to hear it in just a moment. We're going to play some of your songs and you'll definitely be able to hear it. And it's great. Let me just say it right now. It's great. And I'm excited to play
Thank
it in
you.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I also want to mention, I've noticed you've done some collaborations and performances with our show friend, the amazing Mr. Bobby Flores. Can you tell us a little bit about working with him?
Well, he is amazing. I tell you, I couldn't have got hooked up with anybody better than him. I'm so glad that we met up about 2.5 years ago now at an Opry in Edna, Texas. And we were scheduled on that same Opry, and we've been working together ever since. He's my producer, and he's got so much wisdom, and he's such a talent and such a good guy. My whole family loves him. Both of my youngest children who are in the band with me go to his academy. He has a music academy in Bull Verde, Texas also, and they attend that. And he is just such an inspiration. He's so encouraging, and I'm so happy to be working with him, so honored that he would want to even work with me, because I'm just a raw talent, but I'm getting there. I'm working at it anyway.
You are. You're amazing. And, you know, two of you guys combined, you guys can pretty much take over the world if you can. It's really, you guys are great, great artists. And put together, it's going to be even better. I like it.
Aww.
Like the mix.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah. And I've seen that you have a new CD coming out soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Any details on that you could, you know, share?
Well, the two songs that you're going to play are going to be on that album. They're actually a couple of old remakes, but I'm also writing for the new album. I've got a couple that are going to go on it that I wrote, and then I'm going to have a duet with Bobby Flores on there also, and it's one that we wrote together. We're actually writing together also. So we'll have a few that we wrote together, some I wrote on my own, and then couple of others, and of course I've got two Leona Williams songs on there, and then those couple of remakes. But it's all going to be real hard traditional country, because that's just what I'm all about. Lots of fiddle, steel guitar, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and do you know yet, you know, or give an estimate of when that might come out? Do you know?
Well,
yet?
We're getting in the studio the end of this next month, the end of April, to finish laying down the rest of the tracks. And we don't have an exact date set, but we are hoping for the beginning of summer, hopefully. That's what we're shooting for. If not, then somewhere in that vicinity. But it will definitely be this year. But summertime's what we're shooting for.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. You have to let me know when that's out. I would love to promote it pretty much everywhere.
I'll do it. I sure appreciate that. That would be great.
Anytime. So the two songs that you mentioned here that are going to be on your upcoming CD, we're going to first off play your first song that you sent us, Where Is My Castle, and we will be right back, all right? I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Where Is My Castle by the wonderful Janice Maynard, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. Here we go. By Janice Maynard, and that's going to be on her upcoming CD, as she mentioned. So I know, of course, these songs aren't going to be out for purchase, you know, for a while, but do you have any songs out there for people that, you know, people could purchase after the show?
I do. I have my debut album. It's called There's a Better Way, and that's available on my website at janicemaynardmusic.com.
Perfect. Makes it very easy when it's the name. Makes it easy. Awesome.
And
all you have to do is go there.
Mm-hmm. And that album is a collaboration of songs that my brother-in-law, Steve Maynard, had actually wrote. And there's a lot of it's a little bluegrass country, and got a little bit of bluegrass flair to it. And anyway, got a lot of songs on there from that he wrote, and just real good country music, and it's available at the website. I think there's some videos on YouTube, too, that you could check out.
Mm. Awesome. I love that. Okay, so very, very easy. Just go to the website and or YouTube to check it out, check some videos out. Very easy. Just go to the website. We'll post it after the show for people. Just it's a click away, and we'll make sure everyone goes there. Also, I was wondering, do you have any social networking sites so people can chat with you or keep up with your latest news? Any place that, you know, is great for, you know, people to get in touch with you?
I do. I'm on Facebook. You can, I think it's Janice Maynard Music is my fan page there. You can just mm-hmm. like it and keep up with everything I do. I try to post daily. Always, always announce where we're going to be at. So
I like
post
you
a lot of pictures
curious.
Of my cooking.
Oh, cool. I like it. You keep us up to date with everything. That's awesome.
I try.
You do. Facebook, people. Facebook. Also, your next song that you sent us, Bright Lights and Country Music, I'd like to play that right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I love those bright lights and country music. I won't sit around and Friday night like every night before. I just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a new place downtown where girls like me can go. They've got
ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. The first fun question is, have you met anyone, it could be another artist or songwriter or someone behind the stage, I don't know, that made the biggest impression on you and your career so far? Anyone you've met?
Oh, my gosh. Do you have, like, 2 hours? No, I'm kidding.
It's all good. I mean, that's a tough one, I know.
I've met so many people that have influenced me. I'm a brain picker. You know, anytime I get around anybody that inspires me talent-wise or that I see as, you know, successful or, you know, anything like that, I'm always asking them questions, you know, how do you or where did you or so, man, the list is so long. I wouldn't even know where to start. Just about everybody I've come in contact with in the music business has influenced me and helped me one way or another.
Well, that is a great answer. Like it. I love it.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. Definitely. I know. And I know that's a hard question because there's so many people and you don't want to leave them out. So that was a good answer. Just everyone you come in contact with. So let's see here. There's something in the chat room that I want to read really quick. Josie, ask my friend Janice when she will be back in Edna. Sure miss her here. She needs to get with Charlie and get it set. Tell her hugs from John Taylor. in the chat room.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. I see him every time I go down that way. I don't know exactly when I'm going to be back there, but I do need to get in contact with Charlie, and we'll get that taken care of, John.
Yes.
We'll get back down there as soon as we can, I promise.
She's got you. She'll get there. that is fun. That is so cool. You have a lot of great supporters and friends out there. You know, that's the most important thing.
I do. We have met some of the most wonderfulest people in the music business. The fans are so loyal and they're so sweet. They're just wonderful. When I get off the phone with you, I'm headed over to the Heart of Texas anniversary celebration here in Brady, and I'm going to be singing with Bobby Flores on stage. They're playing tonight, and it's just like a big family reunion everywhere we go. Everyone is just so sweet. They're just wonderful people, just good people.
Yeah, that's always important. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. I mean, of course, the music has to be amazing and, you know, all that fun stuff. But, I mean, you have people that are on your side, which is always important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Another fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you are not working on your music?
Well, some people may not believe this, but I love to fish. I love to catch crappie. I love crappie fishing. So that's one of my favorite things. And I love gardening. And I got so busy last year, I didn't really have time to do a garden. And I probably won't this year either. So I'm kind of missing that because I love to garden and can and put stuff up. And I'm kind of missing that, but that's okay because I sure am having fun with the music, so it'll be okay. We'll get to the gardening later.
You'll get to it. Don't worry. You'll get to it. That is hilarious. Well, I love that. I love that you know, in your downtime, you get to relax, especially, you know, with the family and all that fun stuff, just the norm. You probably get a lot of great songwriting material when you're just relaxing. You know how things just come to you? You know, when you're not really wanting them to, and then they just come.
I do.
Right.
Yes.
Awesome.
In the shower.
You know what? Yes. It's weird. That always happens, too. To me, too. You never know. It's weird.
Maybe because, you know, having four kids, that's the only time you're left alone, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That is
good reason. Though. Sounds good.
Yeah, well, whenever you have time, I mean, it always helps. Another fun question here for you is, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments while you're performing that you could share with us? I love that question.
Well, kind of. I had one last week, I think it was. I forgot the words to my song. But thank God I wasn't performing with my own band. I was performing with Bobby Flores, and I just kind of looked around at him, and he gave me the words, and so I came right back in there, and it was okay. He saved the day.
Saved the day. There you go.
It wasn't too bad.
I love this question because, you know, tons of people think that you go on stage and you're perfect and you don't make any mistakes, but you're human. I mean, sometimes
you
it's all good.
Absolutely. We just have fun doing it, laugh about it, and go on, you know?
Exactly. I think it breaks the ice with the audience, too. Like, when you mess up, you just laugh it off, and maybe they'll laugh along with you. You know what I mean?
I forgot another one. The very next, I think it was, no, it was last weekend. I was also playing the Legends Club with my band, and we had some wireless mics that night, and we got back up on the second set, and band kicked off, and we started, and our mics were dead. They wouldn't come on, so that was kind of interesting. We finally got that fixed, and of course the crowd loved it. They were laughing along with us, so, you know, technical difficulties. It happens everywhere.
It does. When you're live, it happens. You can't help it. You can't control it.
No.
It's all good. You keep going. You're dedicated. You just keep, you're professional. You keep going. I like that.
You just keep going.
Yeah. Another thing from John here in the chat room. We see her post from time to time on her Facebook how she likes to cook. She must be very good at it. Ooh, are you a good cook too?
Well, I know my family likes it, and I really don't have any choice but to be. I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, so I had a lot of practice, I'll say that.
Yeah. question is, let me try to find it here. There was a really good one. Have you ever had a moment while you're performing, someone that's in the audience that's kind of, having a little bit too much fun and you really don't want to look at them because, you might forget the words because they're doing something funny or something's happening. Have you ever had one of those, they're going to distract me moments, like someone just a little too excited in the audience?
I hate to say that, but yes, I actually have.
You have? You have?
Don't
it
look.
Happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. I have had that happen a couple of times. I just don't look.
Right.
That way, because I've got a pretty good sense of humor, so I just don't look, so I don't start laughing,
Exactly. Exactly.
It was just, I wasn't making fun of anybody or anything like that.
Right.
It's just, a couple of young people just really enjoying dancing, I guess.
Right. I mean, they're busting moves. Nothing wrong.
Yes.
They're great.
I got tickled and, I just had to not look. That's all.
But
they were having fun. Yeah, they were having fun, and that's all that matters. So
that's all that matters. I love that question because you know how when people are at like a concert or something, they're grooving. I'm one of those people. I'm like, I want to get on my chair and start dancing. It just happens. When you start feeling the music, you gotta stand on that chair. So I'm with them. That is funny.
Well, it's all about having fun.
It is. One of these days I have to come see you perform because your shows sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, that would be great. We would love to have you.
Awesome. I will definitely make sure I do that. And I have to thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time to chat with me. I had a lot of fun. You are very, very awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Josie, for having me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to doing it again when we get that album out. We'll be contacting you. You're awesome. Amazing. Keep trucking. We're listening.
Thank you. I'm going to be listening to your stuff, too. And I am beyond excited for your new CD. And thank you so much. And we'll have you back on. Don't worry about that. We got you back on already.
Thank you so much, Josie. We appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much. Janice Maynard, everyone. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, she's awesome. And please remember, to check out everything that she is doing. We got to play her songs, Where's My Castle, and Bright Lights, and Country Music. We are going to be posting her website after the show, so that is no problemo. Remember, it's JaniceMaynardMusic.com. So it's very easy. You just go there, and then that's it, and I'll post it, so it's all good. So let's see. Here is my next guest here. Okay, good. Just got the thumbs up. That's always good. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, the wonderful, wonderful Hank Wheeler. Yeah. Hello, Hank, you there?
Yes, Josie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing better. I've had some health problems.
I love you. I just want to say I appreciate, throughout everything, taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us on the show. I also have Shirley Manning here at my studio tonight.
Yes, definitely. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit, which is so exciting. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I've been looking forward to interviewing you. It'll be fun.
Well, thanks. I've been looking forward to
it. Awesome. So I really want to start kind of at the beginning from, when you first started, what age did you start making music? When did you realize you wanted to do this?
Oh, probably age 4, I was singing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I never have been a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up, 4 or 5 years old, singing to Charlie Pride and all of those in the mid-70s or so.
Awesome.
And I just kind of kept up from there. And then I left music in 1989 and stayed out of it altogether until, oh, 2.5 years ago. And I finally decided to get back into it some. And so I've recorded a lot of cover songs, but I don't have anything except one original song that Ruthie Steele sent me about 2 years ago, which I recorded, and I believe I sent it to Tina earlier this evening.
Oh, yes. Yep. And it's amazing. And that is very, very cool. I love that you kind of do a mix. You know, you have that one song, and then also you play cover songs that people, you know, already love and enjoy, and you're, you know, putting your own mix to it. You know what I mean? I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I was supposed to have a new song recorded just for the show, but with my health problems and some other problems that I'm having right now, I wasn't able to get that recorded. It was a song written by Nathan T. Hunt, a good friend of mine. And hopefully I'll be able to get that recorded soon.
Definitely. That would be awesome.
But I haven't done any recording in several months, actually. With having pneumonia, I've had 3 strokes in the past 3 years. So it's been kind of tough getting back into music.
Right.
But I have recorded probably close to 100 cover songs altogether.
Wow. And is there a place where we're able to, you know, find your covers? Like, are you on YouTube or, you know, where's the best place that we could find you?
The best place would be ReverbNation.com.
Yeah.
Just type in Hank Wheeler. And I do have a couple videos on YouTube from a couple years ago. I'm also on Twitter and MySpace Music. You can find me on there.
Awesome. Very easy. Twitter, that's a good place to be, and also Reverb Nation. And we'll post your links after the show. So we'll make it easy. It's just a click away, and you can find everything about Hank Wheeler. We'll make it easy. And do you have, you know, of course, you know, social networking sites, all that fun stuff. Are you currently working on any, you know, other projects that you could tell us about? Are you thinking of, you know, writing some songs or, you know, making, you know, original songs, making more? Or what is your plan? Like, what would you like to do next? What's your goals?
Well, I'm hoping to find some original songs. There's some songwriters out there that would like me to record their songs. And hopefully soon, Shirley Manning and I, too, will also be doing some more duets together in the near future.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
But I'm basically waiting until I get to feeling well enough to record again. And hopefully that'll be soon. You know, it's been at least 3 months since I've recorded anything at all.
Right. Well, I want you to take your time. You know, I mean, the most important thing is your health, of course. And, you know, we'll still be checking out everything that you're doing. We'll definitely keep, you know, enjoying your covers until you got other stuff. You know what I mean? Because we think you have an amazing, amazing voice. You're incredible.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And you do, too. I mean, I've listened to your music as well.
Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. You're very, very cool. And I am beyond honored to have you on. And there's some more questions here for you. Here's a fun question here for you. Have you met, you know, anyone, like it could be an artist or a songwriter or, you know, someone behind the stage, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, that made the biggest impression on you and your career?
I've met a few stars, and, you know, it was like 25 years ago. Charlie Pride was one that I met briefly.
Wow.
And I would say the best one, the nicest one that I ever met in person, got to talk with, was John Denver. And I've done quite a few covers of his.
Wow.
He was probably one of the nicest guys that I ever met.
Awesome.
And so I do tend to do a lot of his songs. And
right.
A lot of people say I sound like him, you know, on certain songs.
That's a compliment. Now, that's a compliment.
I'm trying to think of who else I've met. I've met a few others, mm-hmm. some in rock, pop, you know, country.
Wow.
Back when I was 18, 19, and 20.
Mm-hmm. You got to meet a lot of cool people
but
in the industry.
You know, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Most
well,
of the ones I've met have either are gone now or don't
mm-hmm.
perform anymore.
Right. But there, you got the greats in there. I mean, you got to meet Charlie Pride, and I'm, woo, that's awesome. Did you?
Are you still there?
Did you? Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Oh, did we lose him? Yeah-ohs. Techie difficulty.
All right, yeah, it looks like the phone went down, so
oopsie.
I'm sure they will call right back in here, and then we will open up their mic again.
Right now, people are using cell phones.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, so I'll keep a watch for him here on the switchboard. We'll turn his mic back on. So, Hank, if you're listening, and Shirley, just go ahead and call back in, and we will get the switchboard thing figured out here for you. Not a problem. We are in the process of uploading a song we just got from Hank Wheeler, so we should have that for you here in just a little bit, and we've got a song from Shirley as well. So, okay, it looks like we've got them back here. I'm going to go ahead and just turn their mic on and see if we can get them live with us again. We love live shows. They're so much fun. Hank, are you still there?
I'm back. I'm sorry.
All right,
I guess
Hank.
The call got dropped.
No problem.
No problem.
We're glad we got you back. All right, go ahead.
Yes. No problem. But like I was saying, I mean, it's really cool that, you know, you got to meet such great, you know, the greats. I mean, Charlie Pride, I mean, that's incredible, and, you know, an experience that you'll remember for the rest of your life, and that's really, really cool. Did you ever have, you know, a starstruck moment at all, or were you nervous when you got to meet him? I mean, how did you feel? I would have been nervous.
Well, I was actually performing back then, and the band that I played with, we opened for several of the bigger people back then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to meet him.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't have been able to meet him any other way.
That's incredible. Mhm. That's awesome. That is super cool that you got to do that. And also, we have a fun question here for you that I would love to know. I mean, when you're not working on your music, is there anything that you like to do on your downtime? You know, when you have those days where you're kind of like, you know, not performing, yet you still want to do something, what do you like to do for fun? Some hobbies.
Here lately, I don't have any hobbies. Other than singing or recording, working on
mm-hmm.
songs. But, of course, I haven't been able to do that for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
As far as other hobbies go, I haven't, you know, I've got my kids. Of course, they're growing up and moving out of the house now.
Okay. Right.
The youngest is 15, so I've got my hand full with him. So, I guess you could say that's a hobby. Trying to keep them out of
that's
trouble.
A hobby. That is definitely a hobby. Wow. Very, very cool. And it looks like my wonderful techie guy over there, Alan Firestone, uploaded your song that we have here 2 beers ago. I would like to play that if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, that was written by Ruthie Steele, and she sent that
mm-hmm.
to me about 2 years ago, and I recorded it for her and made a video,
awesome.
Which you can find on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that's
definitely
the only original song that I have at this time.
The only original song yet. Okay, very, very cool. So this is kind of, what you know, a little sneak peek of his voice. You're going to love it. 2 beers ago by Hank Wheeler, written for him, Ruthie Steele, and so let's play this right now. I am so excited. Let's play this right now. 2 beers ago. Hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
nice of you to call me on my birthday. Who'd have thought that you'd remember me from years ago? You packed up your things, took off your ring. That's all that I remember. I've been through hell, and I stopped to thank you 2 years ago. It took some time, and just when I was sure we were over, you called. All the memories and pain began to flow. I popped another top, and it all stopped, and now I'm happy, it's true. I did stop missing you 2 years ago. No need to call again. No time. And lots of old Milwaukee have seen me through forgetting you. Now I'll be fine and go. Let's say goodnight, don't call a ride to raise me from your bed. I stopped to thank you 2 years ago. It took some time, and just when I was sure we were over, you called. All the memories and pain began to flow. I popped another pop, and it all stopped, and now I'm happy, it's true. I did stop missing you 2 years ago. Oh, it's true, I did stop missing you 2 years ago.
Yeah, and that was 2 years ago, sung by the wonderful Hank Wheeler, written by Ruthie Steele. It's an amazing, amazing song, and I love your voice. Your voice is so pure, and it's amazing. Well done. Yes.
I had planned on re-recording that song, you know, because I did it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never gotten around to re-recording it, but it doesn't sound too bad, I guess. But I'm real picky on my music.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll spend hours, you know, and do 15 takes on one song before I get it right.
Wow. you want it, I mean, you want it to be perfect. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I try, yeah, and it just never gets perfect, but I try to get it as close as I possibly can.
Right. You do great. And I'm looking forward to you putting out some more original music. I think you should definitely do that. I would love that.
Thanks. And I am hoping to do that in the near future.
Definitely. And we'll definitely be looking out for that. And if I understand correctly, you have someone here, you have someone with you, Shirley Manning, right?
Yes, my duet partner, and also she's recorded a lot of solo songs as well. And she is here at my house tonight.
Ooh, Shirley. Ooh, let's see. Let's see if we can get Shirley, if you don't mind. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great. This is awesome. Two-on-one deal on the same phone. Very cool.
That's right.
I like it. So can you please, before we get, you know, to know you a little bit better, can you please tell us about, you know, your collab with Hank Wheeler and how you guys know each other, all that fun stuff?
Yes. Well, I met him through a friend in Mountain View, and he knew that I was looking for a duet partner, and Hank was also. So we just got together and sang, and we thought we did pretty good.
And that
was about 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so, like Hank said, he has been sick, you know, for the last couple of months, but we've still got several that we're going to do, you know, when he gets feeling better.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's something we could be looking forward to.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
we
were very excited.
We went to Nashville a couple of weeks ago or 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we really had a good time there. We saw the ins and outs of recording.
Yeah, I bet. Wow.
Yes. Uh-huh. But it was a fun trip.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a fun trip there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I want to get to know you a little bit better here. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Hank. Can you please tell us, you know, your earliest memory of making music? How did this all start for you?
Okay, well, I always sang in church, you know, like from the time I was about, 8 or 9 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up being the song leader. And so then it just kind of went from there. And then I really didn't sing, you know, by myself or anything, you know, just like in church or anything, until I met Hank, you know, and then I started coming to his studio, and he recorded some songs for me, you know, and I got the fever. And so after that, you know, then I've still been doing it, and I'm trying to get a studio set up at my house, too, also, you know. But anyway, and I've always liked to sing, so I just kind of fell into it.
I like that. And who are your influences? Who would you say, you know, who do you listen to on repeat?
Okay, I love Tammy Wynette. I do a lot of her songs. And then Loretta Lynn and Conway. Hank and I have done a couple of their duets. And then Patsy Cline, I love her. I do several of her songs. And one of the girls, I'm a nurse, I'm an RN in a general psych unit, and so one of the girls that I work with said, you know, when I was fixing to do a CD, she said, well, do Harper Valley PTA, and I said, well, nobody will listen to that. Well, it's had the most plays.
Well, there you go.
That's
awesome.
Right, so I listened to what they suggested. So,
yes.
But I did.
That is cool.
I do love the Patsy Cline songs. My favorite are I Fall to Pieces and Walking After Midnight.
Those are some good ones.
Yes, and I just recently started doing Barbara Mandrell songs. I love I Was Country when Country Wasn't Cool. I like that one. And then I just do whatever I listen to that I like, I just try to do it myself.
Definitely. You put your own little twist to it, which is always important. And do you do mostly covers, or else are you also a songwriter? Do you make your own songs? Or?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't write my own songs yet. I think I could if I just put my mind to it. But I do cover songs mainly. And I'm also on Reverb Nation. And I've got about 30 or 40 songs on there that I have done.
Perfect.
And I do a little gospel, and then mainly classic country.
Oh, love it. love it. So Reverb Nation is the place to go where you could hear all of the covers for both Shirley Manning and Hank Wheeler. So, I mean, you can hear them both right there on Reverb. So there is a song here that we were sent. Can you please tell us a little bit about the writer and about why you chose this song, Time Heals? Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yes. Nathan T. Hunt wrote that song, and I looked over. He was gracious enough to let me, you know, record any of his songs that I wanted to. And so I listened to his songs, and that one just stood out for me. I just love that song. And so that's why I picked that one today.
Oh, and I'm glad you did.
Uh-huh.
It sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. And I'm excited because we have it, like I said, and I want to play it. So how about we play it right now, all right?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Sounds good. Anytime, let's do it. Time Heals, song by Shirley Manning. Let's do it right now. Written by Nathan T. Hunt.
make me hurt this way? What I might have done to change your plan? I guess I'll find the pieces of my heart someday. Now that I've got all this time left on my hands, time heals. But it takes its own sweet time about it. I know someday that I'll get over you. Time heals. Right now it hurts to think about it, but I won't always feel the way I do about you. Find someone who can make me smile the way you used to do when you were mine. And I'll learn to love again. It just might take a while. All I need is just a little time. But it takes its own sweet time about it. I know someday that I'll get over you. Time heals. Right now it hurts to think about it, but I won't always feel the way I do about you. Takes its own sweet time about it. I know someday that I'll get over you. Cause time heals. Right now it hurts to think about it, but I won't always feel the way I do about you.
That was Time Heals by Shirley Manning. She sung it. It was written by Nathan T. Hunt. And it is beyond, beyond amazing. I love it. And is there a place where people can purchase this, or can they mainly just listen to it on Reverb Nation?
Well, they can just listen to it on Reverb. And please go to Reverb, because I did better on the other ones than I did on that one.
Yeah, definitely. Just we'll point people in that direction. Reverb Nation, check it all out. We'll post all of the links too. So don't worry, it'll be very, very easy. So I want to ask you a fun question here for you. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments while performing that you could share with us? I love that question.
Well, you know what? Luckily, no.
Oh, good.
I'm sure before it's over with, it'll happen to me. Hank and I are doing some festivals around our area, and so it'll probably happen to me.
No, please. I will be praying for you, please. You and Hank will be doing amazing work. I know it, and I'm looking forward to your collaborations with each other and with whatever you do. I'm going to be looking at both of you guys, you know, all of your music. And I just want to thank you both so, so much. Shirley, Hank, you two are amazing. And please come back on the show anytime. Anything you want to promote.
Okay. And thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you both. Thank you so, so much, Shirley. And thank you so much, Hank.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Oh, and Don Caldwell, Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country says hi.
Oh, tell him we said hi, too.
Will do. Thank you, guys, so, so much. Have a great rest of your night.
Do what?
Have a great rest of your night.
Oh, okay, we will. Thank you so much, Josie.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Shirley Manning and Hank Wheeler, everyone. Woo! Thank you, guys.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Goodbye. Uh-huh. Awesome, awesome. I had such wonderful, wonderful guests tonight. I'm just over the moon. It was so, so much fun. I'm trying to not look in the chat room because I always get distracted, but I've been hearing a little bit about what, you know, in the chat room, and I've been hearing about bullying and all the other stuff, and that boils me, so I'm just going to say one little thing. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Please show people respect. I don't get bullies, okay? Can I be honest with you? Like, I don't get it. I mean, I've been bullied. I mean, I know a lot of people that have been bullied. I've witnessed bullying, and please, I mean, when you get older, you're going to regret it. That's all I'm saying. You're going to regret it because it's just, what's the point of it? I mean, like, what's the point of it? Let me bring on my producer because I know she's already starting to press that unmute button. Because, I mean, I'm sorry. This is one thing that I really despise. And I've seen the topic in the chat room, and I have to say, Andrew, stay strong first and foremost. You're amazing. Don't tell anybody otherwise. Now, bullying. Okay.
Basically, I know this is a hot topic for you. You even did a PSA on it, and I know that. We'll have to dig that out and use it again. But I just wanted to say, remember, if anybody is in a situation out there,
mm-hmm.
even if it seems like it's going to get worse, you have to go to an adult or a police
mm-hmm.
if things are bad to get assistance. And also remember that the person who is doing the bullying is the one that has the real problem,
mm-hmm.
not you. Because if they were secure enough with themselves, they wouldn't be bothering you.
Exactly.
So,
they go on with their own lives
right.
and
that's
try
right.
to
so
make
you
the best
just make
themselves.
Sure you get help
mm-hmm.
from an adult if you're young so that you can get the problem solved right away.
Right.
I know sometimes it seems like if you go to an adult, it's going to get worse, but it doesn't.
Nope,
it gets
it doesn't.
Corrected. So make sure that you do that, absolutely.
To be honest, I was one of the kids, didn't say anything, but then I did, and it was the best thing that I could ever do. So just remember to tell your parents. That's all you have to do, and that's about it. I mean,
that's it. We'll dig out our PSA, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll definitely
dig
out.
So let's do this here, and we don't want to get cut off. We hate getting cut off.
I really do. So now I want to talk about still coming up in March. Please take a listen to our lineup of amazing guests we have scheduled. We have Drew Humes, Brandon Maddox, White Panther, Malik Hawkins, Bodie Powell, Johnny Branham, Tammy Carlisle, and Kelsey Johnston. So please check them all out upcoming in March on The Josie Show. Also, this coming Monday, March 18th, we'll bring you Justin Trevino live. So you can tune in for that right here at josieshow.com. At 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, USA, I'll speak to Justin, and we will play some of his great music as well. So it's going to be amazing. And I want to give some shout-outs here for the people in the chat room. I know that most people don't go in the chat room because they're not able to, you know, they're working or something, and they have us tuned in on their phone, and you know, so they don't get caught. So we know you're not in the chat room, but it's all good. For the people that were able to tune in live here, I want to give a shout-out. Aurora, John Taylor, Bearcat2010, Eric B., Adolescence, I have trouble saying that word. I don't know why. Adolescence Band, and Tina Marie Allen, myself.
Hans!
All that awesome stuff. Really quick, Adolescence Band just said they have an original bullying song coming out that'll blow you away. Okay, please send that to us because I would love to play it. Seriously, I would love to play it. So please send that to us. But thank you guys so, so much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys soon. Thank you so, so much for coming on, the show, all my wonderful guests. We'll try to reschedule Tommy Hooker. It's all good. And thank you guys so, so much. I want to bring in my producer one last time. I know she might want to say goodbye or leave you with some final words. is final words?
Like, who does it? Somebody does that on like one of those talk shows.
I don't really know.
My final words. I don't remember who does it, but it's not a show I shouldn't be watching.
What are your final words?
No. No final words. I just wanted. I forgot what I was going to say. Now you got me all confused. So.
Yeah, she's starting to use Confuzzled. You know she is.
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely awesome. So, yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say. So I will just pretend like I came on just to say goodnight.
Yes, goodnight.
I will, you know, remember some other time, I'm sure. But
you remember it in the middle of your sleep, and you're going to be like, oh.
That was it. I had to say something else. I know it's going to come. It's going to come, you know.
It's going to. It's right.
Oh, now I remember.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, you got to love these live shows, don't you? Ah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had some, I just want to make you aware, we had some sticking on our switchboard. Apparently we had some people we had a hard time trying to get through. I don't know if it was a connection thing or what the deal was. We were able to get our artists through, so I know the switchboard was working, so I'm not really sure what's up. But anyway, so anybody who's hanging on the switchboard for a long time, we weren't able to get you on. Our
so
apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Call back next week. We'll try it all over again.
We'll try it again.
I'm not really sure what happened, but anyway. So,
these live performances. You never know. These live things, you never know.
We love live shows. So
yeah,
awesome.
It's always fun. So thank you guys so much. Tune in next Friday. You know, of course, every single Friday we're back here. But also our March 18th upcoming episode of the Josie Show Special Edition with Justin Trevino. So on Monday. So thank you guys so much. Talk to you guys soon. Remember JosieShow.com and Josie'sCountryBlastRadio.com, JosiePasantino.com, all of our websites. You know, Facebook.com/Josie. Letter P, 1995, Facebook.com/Josie Show, Facebook.com/Josie Pasantino Music. I believe that's what it is. I hope so. And Twitter.com/Josie Show and Twitter.com/Josie Pasantino. I know there's a lot. thank you guys so much. Talk to you guys soon. Mwah! Bye. Thank you for tuning in.